Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Naked Departure Talk Show. This show is live on.
Hi, this is Sherry Veronica, and with me in studio today is Coco Tiffany Cartier. It is August 23rd, 2016. Today is, what's today? Today is Tuesday or Wednesday? Today is Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
Yeah, today is Tuesday. Welcome into the studio, Coco.
Thank you for being here again, and thank you for being able to inform many of your listeners on pointless issues.
Thank you. Today we want to start the show on something that has been making us toss and turn a little bit. I've been getting calls. My emails are jammed, and I even turned off my Facebook account for a couple hours, and it's back on and it's jammed. And I don't know how they do it, but I'm getting calls on my Skype. When my Skype is off, it's coming through to my personal phone. And people are concerned that Naked Departure being offline is not good for bloggers, the people in Barbados who want to blog. Now, as I stated, I have all the files that are online, but I need help. I cannot continue to pull my pocket to help people that are thankless, that are criticizing everything we do in terms of putting blogs up for people who have real issues. We're not saying that a few bad blogs may not creep through. That's the nature of living. That's the nature of life. You have the good, the bad, the ugly. But for the most part, when my little friend called me, I had an underage girl call me, and she was inconsolable. She cried so hard and so long, and it just rips at my heart. But I cannot be digging into my pocket to support something for Barbadians any longer. And the thing about it is wherever I put this blog, it may come again because we push the envelope. If a blog comes in, no matter how bad it is, we put it up. We push the envelope. And people could always look and see where we are going against the rule and regulation of that particular platform. And there it goes. We have to look for a new home. So, yeah, we would like to stay on the straight and narrow, but we're not that kind of slaves. We're not comfortable like that. You know, we just don't move like that. That's not how Martin Luther moved. That's not how Malcolm moved. That's not how Harriet Tubman moved. She probably broke every law in the South with her Underground Railroad and stealing slaves during the night. I mean, that was a law breaker, a rule breaker. And we are sure that the same way they have these niggers in Barbados complaining about us to our servers, that Harriet Tubman had people point her out and trying to have her captured and put in jail. But she survived it. Martin Luther did not. Malcolm X did not. The fabled Jesus did not. And a whole lot of people don't usually survive when they come with radical views or views that can pull you into the future. Now, here's the bottom line. And it's easy. It's easy, Barbadians. This is Sherry Veronica. And if you want the blog to continue, if you want me to be discreet and keep your information private, which I do keep private, I am, and that is the best thing I like about myself. I am a very honorable person. And I can keep everything the way it is, work on your behalf, but you have to at least donate 99 cents once a month. Think about it, three cents a day, 3 pennies a day to a blog that you're always on, you're always looking at, you're always sending in information to put up, 99 cents a month. When I get that, And when I get other support that some other people have been promising, then where I have the blog, and I haven't even migrated the Naked Departure name yet from off of WordPress. I have to do that. So where I have the blog and I have it under another fictitious name, because I've been looking at it, I've been trying to clean it up, but it's too much work. You need to start sending some money so that it's almost worth it. It has to be worth it. No more freebies. And a dollar a month is slave work. That's like working, that's like slave wage. You can afford it. Send in your dollar a month to V as in Veronica, S as in Sherry, Cutting as in Cutting Your Hair, International Shorten, INTL, at hotmail.com's PayPal account. That is a PayPal account number. VS Cutting, INTL, at PayPal. No, at hotmail.com. I'm sorry. I'll say it again. VS Cutting, International, INTL. VS Cutting, INTL, at hotmail.com. That is my PayPal account number. If you give a dollar, if you give 99 cents to that email address, it will come into my account. VS Cutting, INTL, which is International Shorten, at hotmail.com. Do that through PayPal, and let's see what happens within the next couple of weeks, within the next month. I'm not in a rush. I'm no longer working for free. Coco?
I think it is worthwhile. Like, at the end of the day, you are opening up a platform where people can voice their stories. Many of them will be horror stories where people can enlighten some people of what is going on in the island currently. As I've said multiple times, we don't live in a microcosm. We live in a real world, and there are real issues, and they do affect us. And I think 99 cents is nothing. We pay. I can personally speak. I love Louis Vuitton, and I sometimes buy a belt for near $1,200. So for me, like, I personally wouldn't even put a dollar. I could put more than a dollar, and I know there are many other individuals who can support the cause and put more than a dollar. At the end of the day, you are hosting Naked Departure's name on a server, and it does cost money, and you're not using Facebook, because at the end of the day, you are bringing real stories, real issues, stories and issues that Facebook might want to shut down. You are bringing stuff to light, so I don't think 99 cents is too much. Some people are here going fat for free, so why would you want fat for free? They don't hold their Renaked Departure for free. I don't think so. I think the subscriber list is a good way to go, and I look forward to, and I know when Naked is going to come back, so I am so looking forward to when Naked Departure is going to be back online, and we will see how it goes.
Yeah, people have to send in the 99 cents. I know the numbers that we're looking. I saw when I was looking around for a place to go, I saw there were some sites that says, 30,000 hits a month, and that's ultra. I'm like, 30,000 hits a month is ultra? I get 30,000 hits in 2 hours. 2 hours, I would get 30,000 hits.
I have seen the screenshots you sent me. I remember one day when you sent me something of 1.5, 1, 2, 3 million people had hit you up one particular day. And it was crazy. I mean, like, the Nation newspaper, the Advocate, the Barbados Advocate, and Barbados Today don't even get those combined. So it was, like, out of this world crazy to see the numbers that you get. And it just shows you that although many individuals might use Facebook as a platform to cry you down and try to push you down just because they maybe 30 people talking on their comment pages, are 30 people looking at them because really truly they don't have much followers, you have amassed a following. Rather than like Veronica cutting or not, you have amassed a following. It is like almost like Coco. It's like a phenomenon for some strange reason. You have amassed that. You know, I like talking about myself. You know, like saying I like talking about myself. So you know, I got talk about myself too.
We scheduled a show today because I had a conversation with a man last night. Like I said, I don't think I was up last night talking to a Barbadian man, talking for hours about Nick's departure and when is. I said, when are you going to send the money? And blah, 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 but when you're going to send the money? I said, at this point now, I really want you to do it yourself, but you're not. You're not going to do it yourself. So if you want me to put, it's okay to put the files back up. But if you want to continue with the blogging, you got to send in the money. So he was, and he was talking to me, and he was, the topic today was based on my conversation with him, and when he was saying that he thinks that Barbadians are perhaps the most dangerous humans in civilization. He said that they are. Yeah, that's what he was saying. And when he was talking, I was like writing. I was like, you know, I'm the blogger in me. I was just like writing down what he was saying. And he was saying nowhere else in the world you will find people that love slavery that much and they fight to remain second class. He said the Bayesian psychopathic racial personality enjoys the pain and suffering of its own kind. The imprint of the chattel slave imprint is on the Bayesian mind and it is inextinguishable. For a country which professes religious purity and absolution, Bayesians lack the most simple human tenet, the ability to care for and love each other. True human experimentation began in Barbados. Do you hear what he said? True human experimentation began in Barbados when the earliest slave ships landed. What do you have to say about that, Coco?
I say all the time, I think we are enslaved in a mentality where we just accept the status quo. We don't challenge it. We've seen, I don't know, it just seems to be within the bloodline of Barbadian. Must be something the era was. But we just accept the status quo. I personally do not want to accept it. I know there are many other Barbadians. So this is not to say, Barbadians, all Barbadians. Because the funny thing about it is when we speak, we don't speak meaning everybody, and this is something that has bothered me, because then people run on their stupid Facebook blogs, and they talk and say, oh, we bashing men, we don't like Bayesians, we hate Barbados, we say that's what you should do. Like, give me a break. Go in the toilet, have shit, because the shit is coming out your mouth, and it isn't supposed to be coming out your mouth, it's supposed to be coming out your ass. It is just talking in general terms. So that is what it is, talking in general terms. Continue. So go on, Sheriff, because a lot of these things, a lot of this shit that's normally said about our radio show and about Nick's departure comes from three particular bloggers on Facebook. And I just want to call the names today. Because when I call the names, I don't stop. I just go out there. Because I would like to know, and I know I didn't call the names, but I just got to deal with one in particular, because I just always got to deal with him. I would like to know who is all these people that the city towers holder in Bridgetown running to the little scrawny lizard, like he swallowed a walnut, so then I congratulate him and thank him for standing up to make a departure, and how families was destroyed, and mothers were hurt, and brothers and sisters were hurt. I would like to know who is these people that are really running to Terrence. Terrence saw that thing for town. I would really like to know where these people are coming from. Because how can five people or two people that you know from school tell you this, and all of a sudden you talk about all of these people, see you in town and run and hug you? Child, please, tell us, go put on a dress and a skirt.
That's just bullshit. That's really bullshit, because
it's just bullshit.
These people just want to pump their chest up and make themselves bigger than they really are, but yet they're not doing anything to help Barbados. All they're doing is fighting that things stay the same. That they're fighting for things to stay the same. They want to continue bullying little boys and fucking little girls. That's what they want to continue. They are fighting for the status quo. And everyone knows when you read any part of history, anytime there's a pioneer, anytime there's a trailblazer, anytime there's someone coming with a new way of looking at it, give me Barabbas. They'd rather take a murderer, they'd rather take a rapist than to take a new idea. Everyone is replete in history. Replete. They'd rather take a motherfucker than to take a new idea.
It is true. And they will do whatever. When their backs are against the wall, they will do whatever to twist the truth. And the thing about it is, when they twist the truth, you know there's got a couple of followers who see the truth. I don't know if there is a particular story done at the sunglasses that got blindfolded to the truth in them, but they see the truth. And let me address something that I didn't plan to add. Lord Jesus, I'm going to fix them, Jesus. Fix them, because we got to show the top of the team. You sent me screenshots, computer screenshots, which showed all the different things you were on, everything to do with you, where you was going on, your personal business. And you went to your Facebook, and you sent me screenshots of Omar Watson, the same Omar Watson was sending to you about Barbadians. I have seen them, so many things. He likes to see you talk. The parents run to the Attorney General. Whatever was going to run to the Attorney General with these things Omar Watson said about him. If I was to tell the minister from St. Philip the things Omar Watson said about him and Chuck Norris, Omar Watson would be hung in Independence Square. We would be saying, hang him, hang him, hang him. If not, if many people are Barbados to see these things that Omar Watson wrote in stories about them. He is saying that you talk about pornography and prostitution porn. The amount of things Omar said are ministers. Our ministers had this buddy and in there stories that you yourself, Veronica, did not even post.
But how will I know? Wait. But how will I know who's fucking who in Barbados? There's no way I can know something like that. Like I have said and I will say again, I have nothing against Omar. I know you may have something against Omar. When Omar and I were talking within the Facebook chat area, I thought he was a cool guy. He just came over cool. He said, and he was saying things like, but I thought, but no. Wait. Coco.
Some of those messages, you can see you and Omar was having friendly conversations.
Yeah.
Omar was telling you about the
But I don't think he was being malicious. You see, I gotta be honest. I don't think Omar was being malicious. I actually think Omar was saying, you know what? I live in this country. I care about this country, but it's going down. It's going to the dolls, and the ministers are just stealing and robbing us blind. When he was speaking, I didn't see it as being malicious. I just see it as being the truth. It's the truth. So when I give that to you, and I tell you, I not ask you not to put that out, that you always have to hold on to shit for a certain time. But anyhow, it's out there. When I said to you, it was as though I was thinking that Omar is a traitor to his country. In fact, I think that he saw things happening, and he was saying, look at this girl. Look at this woman with her pussy all out. She should be ashamed. She put her pussy on Instagram and think that people are not going to copy and send around. These people are real cunts. That's how he used to talk. And it is true. If you put your pussy on Instagram, people are gonna copy it and send it around. He did not speak any lies. So when I send that out and he's denying it, it doesn't make sense. Omar, I'm speaking to Omar now. It doesn't make sense denying it. You were just being you and I was just being me, and women and men, like you said, they're fucking barbers, and we were having just a conversation on Facebook. You were showing that you were concerned about your country. I felt that coming from you, Omar. I felt it coming from you, that you were concerned that your country was on a downward slope. And when that minister had you arrested, I cussed him left, right, and center for you, Omar. You remember that?
I
I cussed him so stink just because you're my brother. He's going to arrest you because you forwarded something that was already out there. And I cussed him for you, Omar. You are my brother. So when you are going to say that what is he saying? I made it up? I don't even know anything. I do not know much about computers.
We are two people who, when you have no graphic experience and have...
I have no idea to do that.
You can't say, don't create anything.
Nah, come on now.
Listen to me. I am going to tell you this, and I didn't even tell you this on our off-air conversation. Many individuals messaged me on my Instagram and said, you're right to deal with Omar, you know why? Omar, I used to only know about Naked Departure things through Omar sharing them on Facebook. And then they said, I realized something happened between the body part that own Naked Departure and Omar, because all of a sudden, Omar stopped sharing the things after a particular article. Omar, they're done with you. And Omar tell you what you don't watch me posting. And everybody, I have 15 screenshot messages that I'm going to also post on Omar WhatsApp.
But that's normal.
I have paid for out of my money to show what Omar has been saying. But people call me.
But Coco, Omar is not... He's typical that he's the face of Barbados. You see, I can't let it bother me. He is the face of Barbados. You could be in a relationship with a man in Barbados, and he turn and say, you be wondering where did my husband go, where did my boyfriend go, where did the man that I was in a relationship with, they can switch on you. It's just the cancer that you find, it's the infection that we talk about that you see. He is part of Barbados, and if you are part a parcel of something, you behave like that, so it's normal. I don't fault. If Omar were to say he didn't know me, that he never talked to me on Facebook, and he never blabbed, I would expect that from Omar, because that's what Bajans do. Bajans lie. They lie.
Don't say that, Sherry, because at the end of the day, there is unequivocal proof. I relate Omar Watson, as I have been saying all the time. Omar talking about suing this buddy, I can't, but I relate Omar take me to court because I have all the evidence. I have the footage of you turning your camera on, signing into Facebook, going into your messages, and seeing Omar Watson messages to you. I have emails coming from. I have every fact. I will like Omar and I will. These are two of the most deceitful hypocrites.
But they're normal. They're typical. They are general issues. Those are two general issue motherfuckers. They're what you call it, GI Joes in America. They're GI. G is general. I means issue. General issue. They are normal girly men that you find in Barbados. I do not expect that if shit hits the fan, that any Barbadian will stand up and say, you know what? I got your back. It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen today. It never happened yesterday. It ain't gonna happen in the future. Bajans will not have your back. For some reason, they are afraid to say, yes, this happened. Yes, and that happened. And I didn't say in the you know, sometimes you can have a conversation. It's all intent. What was the intent? I never felt, speaking to Omar, that his intent was as a traitor to his country. And I'm putting that out there now on Naked Departure Radio. I have spoken to Omar Watson, and at no time in speaking to Omar Watson have I ever felt that his intent was subversive or traitorous. He always seemed concerned, but he would say the people stealing all the money, the country is going down, and he would say things that are happening. These things were happening. So all of a sudden, when he turned on me, that's normal. I was talking about a white man. I was talking about that bullying guy, Gabriel Abed, and he and Gabriel are probably friends. And you know, you go sideways sometimes. It's okay, but you don't have to deny. You don't have to deny your history now. I have not denied any of my history. I ain't denying my history. If I have to come and say that my pussy itch. If I have to come and say I had dandruff, I have dandruff. If I have to come and say I had a hang toenail. You don't deny your history. If I can open up as a woman, and said, yes, this has happened to me. I'm not pleased with the way I acted in certain instances, but I did do it. I did say it, and blah blah blah. You have to honor who you are, honor who you are, and be truthful in everything. And that's how I take it.
I'm gonna ask a question because I said that we got about 6 more minutes. So I want to ask you a question, Veronica. On your experience of Barbadians, what is it that Barbadians, when presented with the truth, because truth be told, I don't think any Bajan should be a juror, because they're supposed to analyze the facts, and Bajans, without being in court, don't seem to be able to analyze the facts, so I don't know how they can analyze the facts in court, but what is it that when presented with facts, I don't mean presented with somebody writing a story to you and you posting it, but when you are presented with hardcore eventual facts in front of you, Barbadians always like to say, you're telling a lie,
exactly.
It ain't true.
Exactly.
I want to give you an example. Yesterday, they show, because you had a perfect conversation about Usain Bolt, and they show Usain Bolt kissing all of these other women. After today, they posted pictures on dailymail.co.uk. This is showing him leaving the club and taking some women back to his hotel room last night. I was speaking to 4 individuals between last night and this morning, and you know what they tell me? When the pictures get doctored, you say they do that, not when you say,
yeah.
Not when you say, my man, when are you saying, go up there, Ross, so brother and sister friends? You say, both sister, the ignorant bitch she is, on the Jamaican greener and turn and say, she knows her brother is against cheating, he will never cheat, he always talks about, he will never, never cheat on a woman, and she knows this is not true, and he has always been, his girlfriend, she knows that he always takes pictures with women, and people only want to make it, but there's something different. Veronica, you've seen the pictures. Was it Usain Bolt kissing on these women?
Yes. And did you see the pictures where the girlfriend mash up the house, break up the house, and destroy the house?
I haven't seen those.
Oh, yeah. She had a hissy fit.
With my eyes kissing women.
Yes.
Everybody see her kissing women.
Yes.
And his sister is going to say, that is not you, Usain. You see what we talk about? When you have created mold. You have lived by a mold. People have seen you as this particular mold. To see you in a different light, they cannot comprehend.
Exactly.
Their mental capacity cannot comprehend
exactly.
That you can do something different out of the norm.
Exactly.
This is what made us become
exactly.
Why is it that you cannot comprehend that the mold that you have set on to envision the life of somebody, why can't that mold be broken?
Exactly.
Is it too heartbreaking to believe? If there is no problem to say, yes, I used to agree with this person, but now you know what? I see the light that I do agree with this person.
Exactly.
And there is absolutely nothing wrong within this universe of saying that.
Exactly. That's why I always say to you, Coco, when we talk, I'm going to honor my past. I honor anything that happened to me, whether it was good, whether it didn't feel good, whether it was bad, whether it was ugly, whether I opened my mouth and stuck my foot in my mouth. You know that I could like go crazy with my mouth sometimes. But I have to honor my past. I have to honor my history. I have to honor everything that has been recorded in the universe that I have done, I have said, I have thought, even without people knowing that I thought it. I have to honor everything about me. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie and say that this never happened to me and that never happened to me. What, to pacify who? Because I'm not pacifying you. It happened to me. It happened. If anything, to pacify me, I will wish that it didn't happen. But if something has happened to me, that is my history. That is my past. And I honor myself, and I honor everything that I do, everything that I will do, and I will speak on it, and I will speak on it truthfully because I am not afraid. I'm not. Coco?
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm like that 100%. I don't live life by regrets. if I wrong you, I am always man enough to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
I even when I go to court and I to court for a case, I told the judges, well, I was wrong.
Exactly.
I am never wrong to. I because that's part of maturity, being able to admit when you're wrong.
Exactly.
And moving on.
We have to end the show. This is the end of the show, and I want to repeat my PayPal account. If you can give 99 cents once every month to Naked Departures Return, we have it online. You cannot see it. It has to be fixed up. It is vscuttingintl@hotmail.com. Thank you so very much. Bye-bye.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of this episode of Naked Departure Talk Show. If you would like to appear as a guest on the show, simply email our producer at nakeddeparture@gmail.com or message us directly from the show page. We would love to have you as a guest on the show. You can listen to a repeat of this episode at any time in the future. Simply go to our show page at blogtalkradio.com/nakeddeparture and follow the links. I would like to thank our guests, the discussion panel, and the production team. I would also like to thank the listeners for tuning in and giving us an audience. We will now leave you with the sweet jazzy sounds of Trade Wind by Alan Trotman and Jonathan Butler.